London Calling, David here. It's midday Sunday. I've just completed the Hampstead Walk with one walker, with Carl, who's a young man from Germany, but also from England. And, well, tell us a little bit about you, Carl. You're so young. You're the first person I know who's been on a walk who was born in the 21st century.
By 23 days.
By 23 days.
By 23 days. So I was born in London, lived here for 7 years until my parents moved to the vicinity of Frankfurt in Germany, where I've lived for most of my life. But now I've returned to London just before the second lockdown began, and have now been working here for just about a year, maybe. So I'm London now, I guess.
You're completely bilingual. So did your parents speak German at home?
So we always spoke German at home, but I mean, on the one hand, like I went to school here for 2 years, so I knew a bit of English, and then, I mean, a lot of the media, of course, is global and English, and I would always watch movies in English and read books in English and read newspapers in English, so I've tried to, like, keep it alive through that, and then, of course, I mean, English is a global language, and I do my work in English, I like the English language a lot. I mean, it's very more colorful, I think, than the German language.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do think so. Yeah. I like the more types of the vocabulary just seems richer to me. That's how it works.
So you were 7 years old when you moved back to Germany, is that right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So. And but you had 2 years school here. Was that in a German school or an English school?
No, just like in an English primary school.
Uh-huh.
And Highgate.
Did you get teased a little bit by your new German classmates when you got back to Frankfurt?
So I mean, it was German school was different. After a while, I got used to it. I was never seen as an English boy. I was always the German in England and in Germany as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I mean, because my parents are German, and I guess it is quite obvious that I'm German in the end.
And did you go to university then?
Yes, in Germany, in Koblenz, which is like between Cologne and Frankfurt, halfway.
Uh-huh. And what subject?
Business studies.
You did business studies.
Yeah, so not a real subject in any way.
And was that a 3-year course or a 4-year course?
Like a 3-year course.
3-year course.
Yeah. But it already, everything repeated itself after the second year.
Uh-huh. So. And when did you sort of know that you were going to come back to London?
When I left. No, I was very...
left when you were seven?
Honestly, I was very angry with my parents back then when we left, because right now I don't think it was London specifically, but it was like taking, like, going out of urban life and going into suburban life, which, that's the way I explain it to myself right now. But, I mean, just coming back to London right now and seeing all of these places that I distantly remembered, I guess, from before again, that has been quite amazing, even though it's in a different locked down form.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So when you were at university, you knew that you were going to come back to London.
I knew is a strong word, but like going back to London has been like some kind of goal for me for quite some time.
Yeah.
And now I'm back, and I'm exploring the city in a completely different way than I would have gotten to know it before. I mean, I try to cycle everywhere I go, which gives you very much an understanding of space and time in a way that using the tube all the time wouldn't.
Uh-huh.
It's been great so far.
So what was it about London then? I mean, I'm very interested in this matter of what makes people Londoners, or how they get hooked. So what is it about London that you fancy, that you like?
So on the one hand, what I like, and I don't know, what I feel I need as well, is urban life and just the ability to move any like to such completely different places within the same urban environment so quickly and see so much history around every corner. And yeah, it's been maybe a bit stunted by the COVID pandemic and the fact that a lot of stuff that I could do otherwise hasn't really been possible, but still I think that is amazing. And London as opposed to other cities in Germany, I mean, I've always had more connection to London than to Berlin or Munich. I've only been into Munich once. I mean, in the UK everything is very concentrated around London. In Germany it's like these different semi-large cities, but it's not very, it's far more spread out, I guess. And yeah, I've always had more of a connection to London than to other larger
and
German
it
cities.
Doesn't hurt at all, does it, that it was anyway the center of international travel. I mean,
yeah
London is 2 hours away from Paris, for example.
Exactly. Frankfurt as well has a big airport and is easy to get to other places, but Frankfurt is, I mean, solely a transit capital. London is a transit capital and so much more than that.
So what part of, so you, the first 7 years of your life were spent in London, is that right? What part of London was that?
So near Highgate.
Near Highgate,
so went to school there for 2 years.
But and now you're living where?
In Southwark.
In Southwark, fantastic.
So south of the river. And it's amazing, it's very central. Very convenient for me to go not that expensive and incredibly convenient to go.
Borough Market?
Do you like
Borough Market?
I like Borough Market, although it's very full and a lot of stuff at the same time. But there's a lot of like these also small alleyways with like hidden shops and like stuff you wouldn't see at first sight in Southwark. And there's still so much stuff that I haven't probably explored yet, and I feel I'll only be able to properly explore when everything opens up again. And but that diversity of things just in the immediate vicinity of you to do, that's just something that I think only London or like a real urban environment can offer.
I think you know this already, but if you don't, London is inexhaustible. You know, I've been here half a century, and I'm still discovering this place. It's very exciting, that very, very stimulating.
That's the endlessness of it.
is
amazing.
And so you cycle all over the place, do you?
Yeah, I try to. I mean, also through the COVID pandemic, I think taking the tube has gotten even more claustrophobic and unattractive than it was before for me personally. Even though it is incredibly convenient, and cycling, I mean, it's good exercise, but it also it gives you a feeling of how it all geographically fits together that I never had before. Right, I knew, like, I had these visual representations of certain places in my mind, but I never had a real understanding of how it all fit together. And like, spending time on a bike, even if, I mean, you don't do super long distances here, but like spending time on the bike really gives you a feeling of where you physically are.
Did you cycle up to this walk this morning?
I did, yes.
How long did that take you then?
Like 30 minutes or something. It's like other people go on a treadmill to exercise, and I mean, honestly, it's the best of all worlds. You have an exercise, it's usually faster than the tube. The bike lanes are incredibly amazing. I mean, nothing compared to in Germany. Like, Germany is a very car focused culture in every way, and the cities were flattened to make way for boulevards of 3-lane, 4-lane each direction highways. And I think London is slowly learning that they can close down the city of cars, and it's actually getting nicer, not worse. And London has the infrastructure to ban cars completely. I feel safe on the bike, and So I try to do it as much as possible.
Yeah, yeah. And so you discovered London Walks at some point. I mean, I know yes. you've been on other walks because you were on my Kensington Walk and you've been on the Marylebone Walk with
yes.
with Peter.
I mean, exactly.
How did you discover London
so,
Walks?
So my parents actually knew of London Walks and they told me I should try it out. And then I did the Kensington Walk. It was an absolute success. So now I've done a few. And now that it's possible again, I mean, it's one of the few things that are possible again.
Yeah, yeah.
I definitely want to try it out as much as possible.
I hope you rated this one this morning. I hope you like Hampstead.
Yes, yes, I do. Hampstead, I mean, it's very different from every other part of London. It's more like a French town in the Provence with little alleyways and, a lot of history on every corner. And it's very different from the urban life that you have otherwise around here immediately.
Carl, I want you writing our copy. I mean, like a French town in Provence. I mean, that's a great line.
But it's true, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
And
what are we hearing? We're hearing a bird as well. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And that's the nature, like the small alleyways and the history of it. It's unique. It's completely unique.
Yeah.
And the air really is different here.
Yeah, I think so. And what are you going to do when we come out, if we come out fully out of lockdown? What are you looking forward to doing?
Oh, just going into pubs, meeting friends, and not feeling bad about it. Yeah. And I have the feeling that it's going to happen very soon.
Yeah.
And honestly, also traveling. I mean, I haven't seen my family in quite some time. Easter holiday, not with family, but just here stuck in London. I mean, I'm going to look forward to when it all opens up
again.
Yeah.
And have you worked from home or worked from your office?
I've worked from the office. That, I think, I was very lucky because working from home, I think I would have struggled a lot, as a lot of people have done. I'm very much looking forward to it all opening up again. ASAP.
Yeah, aren't we all? Aren't we all? Well, look, thanks very, very much for being such good company this morning on this Hampstead Walk, and secondly, for sitting down here and, you know, telling us a little bit of the Carl story. It's just been great. So
Thank you.
I'll let you know when we put it up.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Great.